rest of the story. Just past midnight, December 5, 1966. Tun Son Nhut Air Base on the outskirts of Saigon. Hours previous, the Viet Cong had struck commandos, about 60 of them. The attack had been successfully repelled. Security forces had been deployed to the perimeter of the base. Enemy casualties were enumerated. The 377th reported. We think that's all of them. But then, just in case, two sentries were ordered to sweep the grounds. If the remaining Cong were hiding anywhere, it would be in the ancient Vietnamese graveyard that lay inside the fences. So now it's just past midnight, and the two sentries are moving quietly among the myriad hiding places in the cemetery. Sometimes in Vietnam after sundown, it seems the night holds its breath, and that's the way it is now. There are more Viet Cong commandos out there. The point sentry is sure of it, but he will not worry his buddy with the sinking feeling in his own gut. He'll just move on and keep listening to the night. The sentry following him, Airman Robert A. Thornburg, is looking the other way when he hears the shouting and the first of the gunfire. His comrade had somehow spotted a pair of dark eyes in the gloom, or maybe heard or smelled something, but he got the drop on one of those secluded Cong. Hand to hand is the ugliest combat. Thornburg's buddy, the point sentry, feels something rip into his right eye, something else jabbed into his face, but he keeps flailing, lashing, fighting for his life and for the lives of every American on that base. He kills his attacker, then lunges for another Cong commando. Meanwhile, Thornburg, also wounded, fires into the barely visible cloud of onrushing enemy. Interminable moments later, reinforcements arrive, and the Cong are put away. And when the shooting stops, somebody cries, "Get this one to the infirmary." It's the point sentry. It's the one who found the first commando. He's down. His face is a mass of pulp and blood. His right eyeball is gone. There's a half-inch hole in his nose. But they will patch him up, though they will never give him the Medal of Honor. I heard from Freddie Webb the other day. He's living in Springville, Tennessee now. But he was there about the time you've just heard. And he's long since put the war behind him, but he reminds us of what that sentry did, killing those two Cong and saving his buddy by holding off all of the rest and maybe saving plenty more lives by spotting the enemy first. And Freddie says that he has not given up hope, that even though that sentry died more than 20 years ago, March 15 of 1973, stateside, somebody in Washington may remember and place a wreath or something on his hallowed grave. Now, this is just another Vietnam story, I suppose. Just another firefight filed in that lowermost drawer marked Thankless Valor. But at least I hope you'll remember the job well done by a soldier qualified only for self-sacrifice, a sentry named Nemo, a black and tan German shepherd dog. Because now you know the rest of the story.